Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Young people, going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on.
You know, we gotta stand.
Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
I never knew.
They gon' wanna hit some horns.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm your host, Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A this morning. It is the second day of May. Wow, where did time go? We're here kicking it again. Another month, 5 months in this 2021. The new day, as I like to call it. I tell you, last year this time, boy, we were scrambling. We still scrambling, but as always, folks, go get your shot. It's best to be prepared than not prepared. I tell you, a lot of things are going on, and some people really letting the guards down, so we need to make sure that we keep things in focus as we walk, as these old pastors, he said, on our pilgrimage to where we're getting to. It's a beautiful day on the 2nd of May. We may get some rains in the Dallas area. Let's pray for the folks in the Southeast. Well, I tell you, Alabama, Mississippi, show getting beat up. Can't put it no other way. But as always, read your African American newspapers. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. iMessenger is our main paper, which you can get online. They have Texas Metro News as well as Garland Journal. Had a talk with Cheryl today. We'll get it right, Cheryl. Hang in there with me. Much love. I know she's going to be sending me some information here shortly to make sure that we have that covered. But, you know, news that you can use, we got the quick plan. And just stay on top of things because a lot is going on. Some of the things that we're going to talk about this morning, just to get you in the right mindset, we're going to talk about Biden's first 100 days. And let's look at Tim Scott's rebuttal a little bit. See what I think he said was no race. This is not a racist country. Okay, I'm confused. Raid at Rudy's. And we definitely not, if you're in the Dallas area, we're not talking about chicken. No, raid at Rudy's. New laws going down in Florida protecting those who want to break up protests. Black Lives Matter. We've been doing that for a while. So you can just break it up and be protected in Florida. And don't be surprised, the other states that have joined the boot too. Flash down. Headed to H-Town. Boy, they coming back out of space. You didn't even know this crew was up there. But we'll talk about that. COVID shots, you know, get them, folks. You got to get them. It is something else. Get both if you do the Pfizer, Moderna. They're trying to bring Johnson & Johnson back. We talked about that last week. We'll make sure we cover that. Another killing in Knoxville. Kind of went under the radar, folks. Kind of low-key. But we'll talk about it. Kid is killed in the school by a cop. But we have a few more details according to that. So don't get all in a tizzy. And then, you know what? If you're familiar with what I do normally during the fall, I will bring back the football at the top of the hour, talking about the SWAC Championship, Southwestern Athletic Conference. Got to do it. Let me bring in none other than the world famous Triple H, Harold Horatio Jr. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, my world, world, world.
Well, we're trying. I know you received a new little update, but that's okay. We're trying to do. They fixing them up, man. They fixing them up for us. So we'll try to do what we can while we can. I got called to the principal's office.
You got called in?
I got called to the principal's office this week with Cheryl.
What?
So it's all good. It's all good. Boy, I can't do nothing but laugh. It's all good. But there's so much going on. We're glad you're a part of our world this morning. A lot going on. We trying to find out. She spotlighting preachers in the paper. Reverend Danielle Ayers. Boy, I tell you, she's a minister of justice at Friendship West. Okay. I have to keep my mind on Jesus. Yes, I do. Yes. Ooh, keep your mind on Jesus.
Distractions are everywhere.
Yeah, we got to buy you. We got to go show up at the Bayou Bash. It is coming. It's going to be at the African American Museum, right there in sunny South Dallas. It's the 38th annual. It's going to be May. Oh, Harold, you're going to have to be there for me. May 15th, and give us a roundabout. I'm going to be down in the sunny state of Florida that weekend. And got a little business to take care of down there, so I got to be down there on the 15th. But I need you to. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
So it's that time. Well, time flies when you're having fun and spending money. It flies, flies, flies. And I was informed that I want to go to the next level. I said, okay, where's the next level money coming from?
You.
So, well, I knew the answer when I asked the question. But now we, you know, good things. He want to go to the left coast now. I said, boy, you something else. But we, details at 11. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But again, the 38th annual Bayou Bash, hosted by Southern University, crawfish, meat pies, fish, red beans. This is a drive-through event, Harold. All meals must be prepaid. Okay, that's not bad. No cash will be accepted on site. Online sales end May 10th. You can find them at www.bayoubash38.eventbrite.com at the African American Museum. A lot going on. I tell you, we just got to make sure we're part of it. All right, Harold, I know I gave you a lineup. Let me read something that I just received from Cheryl this morning. The Texas State unanimously approved bills sensitive to social justice. Members of the Texas State voted 31-0 on Senate Bill 2212, Senate Bill 68, bills primarily anchored by State Senator Royce West and State Senator Boris Miles of Houston, both Democrats, respectively. State Bill 2212 establishes the duty for officers to request and render aid to a person an officer observes to be injured during the course of an officer's duty. State Bill 68 will require that an officer act to intervene if an officer sees another officer using force he believes to be excessive that would be in violation of the state or federal law. And I quote, "The past few years have been both troubling and crucial to us as a society when we recall the number of deadly force incidents that have taken place across America." And that's end quote, said by Senator West. And I quote again, Senate Bill 2212 and Senate Bill 68 passed the Senate just days after Americans acknowledged a collective sigh of relief following the guilty verdicts rendered with Derek Chauvin case for his role in George Floyd's death. Now, that's all right here in Austin. Wow. There's more, and you can find out in our paper, Texas Metro News. Hey, you find it, unbelievable news, professional journalism. Look, give him hair with a little cocoa. That's what I like to say. We so used to Nestle's Quick, staying in the jar, but now it's time to put it in our milk a little bit, because every time we get on CNN, I love CNN, but sometimes they don't put enough cocoa in the milk. Y'all go figure on that one. So much is going on. We'll go through some more things that are printed in our paper. Congratulations to the class of 2021. Send your graduates' pictures. School, we'll let them know. Degree, job title, plans. We need to do it. We need to do it. Salutations. Amaya Harris, South Grand Prairie High School class of 2021. Accepted to Texas Christian University, affectionately known as TCU, Science of College and Engineering. So much is going on. And hell, you talk about be nice and oh my goodness. I'll wait to my next field to give you that information, because I need you sitting down on this one. All I got to do is say, I wonder how the traffic going this morning. I'll leave it at that. Welcome to the world according to Drew. I'm Andrew Whitman, live Studio A this morning, along with Harold Horatio Hubbard Jr. Hey, we got some things going on this morning. I see we have a few more people. Just to give you a rundown, just to get your thoughts. We want you to participate. All you got to do is press 1 to get in. We're going to talk about the president's first 100 days, and we're also going to look at Tim Scott's rebuttal, especially when he said this is not a racist country. You give me your take on it. New law in Florida protecting those who want to break up protests. I threw that out there first just to stimulate your mind. If two or more people gather, they say that's a protest, and people can, if they oppose it, they can break it up. Something's wrong with that. Remember what happened in Charlottesville. An 18-year-old probably wasn't gleaming in his daddy's eyes, and his daddy wasn't gleaming in his daddy's eyes when they went through civil rights. The kid was 18 years old. Parents giving him the benefit of the doubt was 30. And remember, a lot of things happened over 50 years ago. So, as my mother used to say, put that in your pipe and smoke it. That's one thing. Black Lives Matter, it has a direct effect to that. We know how that is going. We'll talk about that. Splashdown in H-Town. SpaceX crew Dragon is back on Earth. We'll talk about that. A lot of people didn't even know that was occurring. COVID shot, folks, I can't stress it enough. Please go get your COVID shot. I know it's been some middle-of-the-road thoughts, but we need to get those shots. This country is opening up more and more. Airlines are starting to sell. I think Delta was the last airline to add the middle seat. So just be aware. Be aware of that. And then last and definitely not least, we talk about so much. Were you aware that there was a killing at Knoxville, Tennessee, in a school with a death dealing with an officer? We give you details. I'd like to stir you up, get you going. Welcome to the world, according to Drew. Now, Harold, we all kind of watched Biden had some good ideas. And what I like about when they give this, what is it, speech to the nation, you always have a rebuttal from the minority leaders. And usually if it's a Republican president, you get a rebuttal from the Democrats. In this case, Democrats get rebuttals from the Republicans. Now, a lot has happened, whether you believe in it or not. The president, the buck stops there. Sometimes you get credit for things you don't do. Sometimes you get credit for things you don't do. We understand that. But if it's on your watch, you pretty much will get the blame either way, favorable or unfavorable. COVID numbers are going down slightly. People are getting vaccinated. The prior administration was telling you it was just a hoax. But we've lost too many people as it was related to COVID. And the numbers are just unbelievable. Still, but slowing down. And let me just give you a little bit of what's going on in the world of COVID. From a worldwide perspective, I want to change my little doodad, Harold. I got to fix it up. They changed it up. They even got beautiful graphics now. Let me just do something. Boy, I got a map. Oh, man. Harold, I'm like a kid in a candy store this morning. In the state of Florida, they've had over 76,000 cases, 835 deaths. That's between April 18th and May 1st.
Mm-hmm.
In Dallas County, we've had 3,200 cases, 52 deaths in that same time period. I need to go back to my old updated to give you an idea. 2.9 million people have tested positive in the state of Texas. 50,000 deaths. In Dallas County, 299,000 cases, 3,900 deaths. The numbers are coming down, but we need everybody to follow. Let me again give you some of the symptoms. You know, Harold, you got to beat it in us sometimes. fever and chills, cough, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, fatigue, muscle aches, muscle or body aches, headache, a loss of taste or smell, sore throat, congestion or runny nose, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. That's a whole list of things, folks, that you can check off if you have any of these signs or symptoms. Go and get tested. You never know. And too many people have died. We've seen a lot going on in this country, and we need you. We need you to pay attention and go along with it. All right, then, Mr. Harrell. So we've got a lot going on this morning. What was your take of this week, Biden? Of Biden's speech?
Well, I mean, it was right on line with what I thought it would be. I mean, nothing really earth-shattering. But I think he's right on line for his first 100 days. It's a lot to undo when you're following someone like he was following, so we just got to be.
I tell you, well, it seemed like last administration, some people may disagree, seemed like we were just going in circles. I felt like we were in D.C. back in the old days. If you ever been to D.C., did you know that they're set up on a circle? You can be on 6th, I'm just pulling the number, 46th Street, Northeast. Then you have a Southeast. Then you have a Southwest and a Northwest, all the same street, going circle. And when their master was trying to catch us, we got wise and just went in one street and was pretty safe because they kept running on that same 6th Street. Kept running around. Great astronomer, great navigator, architectural, Benjamin Banner and crew came up with that. So,
right.
Again, people running around D.C. and a lot was happening. And I'm just telling you this. It's easier to critique when it's already done. When you made a miraculous recovery, you should have announced what you had. Maybe we could have saved a few more lives. A few more lives in this country. We're still having the ill effects of this pandemic. However, numbers are curving considerably. For those who have been vaccinated, those who have been doing social distancing, those are the things that we try to do. And need to do. Harold, just recently I went to a gathering, and we practice pretty much safe items of mask wearing. It was a birthday celebration. Mm-hmm. Limited, had spacing at the tables. It was almost, it reminded me of a kid. I could have thrown my roll at somebody, Harold, to get their attention. That's how far away we were from each other.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, that's some of the things that we need to focus on. You only get one shot at this thing called life, and we definitely
that's
have
right.
to take advantage of that. So did you hear Tim Scott's rebuttal?
No, I didn't.
If I would have turned TV off and just listened to the sound, I could not tell who it was. And for those who want to comment, press 1 so I know you're online and I'll bring you in because I want to get your feel. Again, this is a platform where it gives you an opportunity to talk about things that you wouldn't ordinarily talk about. You know, sometimes I think if we get it out, we feel better about not only ourselves but about things that are going on in this country, whether you're in favor of it or against it. Just hey, we got to have dialogue. That has been missing in our lives forever. Just think about when we were kids. If the adults talked about something, Harold, where were we? In another room.
Mm-hmm.
If you heard something, you were sneaking. And if you got caught, oh, no, you paid the consequences. But, folks, we need you. All I need is just hit one, I bring you in. Feel free to interrupt. But Scott was saying, after all the things that Biden was trying to do in the first 100 days of taxation on the rich, you know, they're talking about the minimum wage. I can tell you from a personal experience when I talked with a bunch of kids about 2 weeks ago, the kids are working for their households when the parents have lost their jobs. And when it's time to go back to school, the parents didn't want the kids to go back to school because they were making the money. So
that's
what am
bad.
I supposed to do to 18-year-old? Giving me a sense of independence, but you have to get over that first hurdle, which is high school. Let's get over it. Right? So Scott talked about those things. He also made a comment, and I quote, America is not a racist country, end quote.
Bless his heart.
Now, when you look in what we call the Urban Dictionary, that's what I was about to call it something else. If you all at home, look in the Urban Dictionary and find out what bless your heart means. We laughed when your grandmother talked about bless your heart.
Yeah.
Okay. And I understand what Harold is saying, bless your heart.
It ain't the same.
When you all find the answer in the Urban Dictionary, look, when you find the definition in the Urban Dictionary, hit one. Let me know what you find. I won't say it till you say it. I know it. And let me give you a hint, Harold. Ooh, you dress your baby so nice. Bless his little heart.
He must look just like he daddy.
Bless his heart. Bless his
yeah.
That little heart. Yep, we've heard that a thousand times.
The baby, too. You talking about, ooh, when he graduating high school. Bless his heart.
No, bless his little heart. You know.
Yeah, bless
his little heart.
Yeah.
But again, Tim Scott, and I understand your rebuttal is supposed to be one of, if Biden goes up, you're supposed to go down. But there's something they were saying about the taxation. You know, a lot of people have gotten a break under the previous administration, those that make over $800,000. Now, what percentage of that make over $800,000, which go into millions? It's funny how the economy, with everything that was going on, they cut services, they cut people, but some of these CEOs of these companies were making millions, probably have made more than they've ever made. You have the GameStop made a lot of money. The hotel, even though they were not full capacity, made money. Electric company made money. And then we're in a crisis. But they made money. So
they made big
again,
money.
Six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. Where is it?
And they got relief from the government. Don't forget that.
Oh yeah. But that's why I said the previous administration was giving break to the wealthy. And then I understand, look out for your constituents. But the thing is, too many people were suffering. If you're the president of these United States, I'm always reminded, Harold, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, for justice for all. For justice for all. It's not just, it's just us that's not benefiting from it. We do have some brothers and sisters out there, millionaires, but you can probably count them on both hands and both feet.
I thought you were getting ready to say one nation under a groove. Getting down just for the fun of it.
Well, that's another show. I'll get on that one. But the thing is, there's a lot, folks, that we have to pay attention. Don't get caught sleeping at the wheel. Those who are in Florida, pay attention. Help the world. My fellow citizens of Texas, pay attention. Watch out what's going on. I say that all the time. I look at my hometown. Last time I was home, Tampa is booming. If you look at top places to move, the Tampa area, as we call it, Tampa Bay area, people are moving just like they are here in Dallas. They have regenerified. They say gentrification, but I'm come up with my own word. Regenerated. You know what the hell I'm talking about. Hell, they've wiped out an area of West Tampa. West Tampa was our neighborhood. Used to be some projects along Main Street. Wiped out. You'd probably be putting in some condos that's near the water. Can you believe they put projects near the water? How rich that ground was? That's why it's so important, people, when you buy homes, see what the future plans are. They've wiped out many generations of families that grew up in that area. You ride through that, you don't even know. First they say, well, let's expand the expressway. So, Harold, that's how they got some of it. Then they expanded it again on both sides, wiping into two black neighborhoods.
Wow.
And mind you, if you go up 275, going, and the folks who are from that area, when you're going up towards Barris Avenue, they haven't done much work on that end because we don't live up there. I call it like I see it. In Dallas alone, South Dallas is growing. And for those who don't know what South Dallas, home of Erykah Badu, home of Chris Bosh, and some of the famous people, Boykin, the jazz musician, everything. Even had a black theater, Harold, The Forest.
Right.
But now you hear about Cinemark.
Yeah. Well, actually, it wasn't a black.
Go ahead.
Actually, it wasn't a black theater. The black still had to sit upstairs.
But I'm just saying the transformation. The sun is not down, when you say on the darker side, when you have sunset. It's really shining brightly on the transformation. And I keep saying this. Any time they move a fire station, I don't care where you live, and upgrade it, there is a chance. And most of the fire stations are old. I understand that. But when they give you a brand new fire station in a different area that's close to where it was, start watching development at that fire station. That's your first clue. And if I'm lying, you let me know. But those are the things that we witness. So we have to be aware of things, have to be aware of everything that's going on. But I could not believe, again, Tim Scott, this is not a racist country.
I don't know where he at.
I can't think of the word right now for him. Yeah. With all this going on with George Floyd, and we can go back to Sandra Bland, Castile, Freddie Gray, Trayvon Martin. Every state in this union has suffered some type of loss. And I constantly repeat, when we shoot somebody, we can't live to talk about it. When they shoot somebody, South Carolina, you get a ride in the police car and they stop to get you something to eat.
Man, we sure ain't getting no meal in jail.
You don't even get a meal in jail. We got to wake up. Now, I'm not telling you to start a revolution in your city, because you can't have that on Wiggum's head now. But you got to stand up and smell the coffee. Smell the, excuse me, stand up and smell the coffee. Understand what's going on around you. We need to pool our resources. We just don't do that. We can get the property. We can do things. There might be some obstacles, but we have to be willing to fight for what we feel is right. Don't let them kill your spirit.
Not the obstacles.
Tim Scott, bro, where you been? Where you going? I know you're trying to be the president. I understand your motives. I understand what's in your wallet. But did you, between writing the speech and presenting it the other night, did you slip and fall and bump your head? Let me know. I can't figure it out.
What you think he got in his wallet?
Oh, he got paid. He got paid.
You think he a card carrier?
I'm sure, yeah. He toting a gun.
Yeah. That ain't the card I was talking about. He got this too.
I think he has some other associations as well. Say it again. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Break it up.
So he had to play to his base.
So in other words, you say he sold out?
Not to his base. You know, his base is a little different from your base.
I understand. But let me paint another picture. Remember Madam? Anybody remember Madam?
Madam Tussaud?
I don't know her last name, the puppet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did I say that? I didn't mean to say that. I'm sorry. Hope I ain't offend nobody.
You ain't sorry.
I'm so sorry. Please, it is Sunday morning.
You ain't
sorry. I can't say that. But with the list I gave you, the short list of all the brutality that has been going on, that has happened to our little brothers and sisters, even in Columbus, Ohio, we talked about that. Was it justified to kill? This is not a justifiable for me. Take a life. But if you're in self-defense, that's one thing. And sometimes you may have to take a life to save a life. Who knows? Whatever's in your heart. But we always seem to be up on the wrong end of the barrel.
Literally.
Yeah. We have not seen too many brothers shoot brothers. If they have, they kept it mighty quiet. But we've always been on the other end of the barrel. Can you imagine, Harold, if we did not have these cameras on your phone?
Oh, yeah.
Half of these things we would not know about.
That's right.
Okay? There are men and women that have lost their lives. People, and I always think about what happened in Newton, Texas years ago, where they drug a brother on the back of a truck. How far can you go back? They receive their sentencing. But how many things we don't know about? How many Tulsa, Oklahomas do we have to go through? How many Rosewood, Floridas do we have to go through? How many Chubb, Georgias we have to go through to understand what is really going on? How many Myrtle Beaches, Tim Scott, do you have to go through? How they took Myrtle Beach, Hilton Head, Charleston. We understand what was going on. I had relatives that had property in Hilton Head. You talk about reparations. You know, give us something.
What'd you say? Just give us back what you stole.
That's all we've ever had. And if you don't give us anything, always just give us an opportunity to enjoy the luxuries that this country has to offer. I'll take that. Because when you go to reparation, we probably will break this country for all the suffering we've done and our forefathers and foremothers have endured during their time. We built this country. And don't be afraid to say it. I'll say it for you. I'll never forget, Harold. I always tell a story. Third grade, I got in trouble when we had our own schools. I asked the teacher, how can Columbus discover something that was already there?
Yeah.
I've been in trouble a long time. So, it's Sunday. I can't say what I want to say. So that's about the good thing. I'm controlling myself. But then we came over in Virginia and migrated west. Didn't have anything that we were familiar with. We learned how to live off this new country. Yes, Miss Susie and them had ham, but we learned how to have pig feet, pig tails, pig ears. And for my friends in Louisiana, first time I ever seen it, pig snout, pig lips.
Rooter to the tooter.
And from the rooter to the tooter. I'm still tripping the time I went to Louisiana. I know we have some friends, and I love y'all to death. But have you ever seen pickled pig lip, Harold?
No.
Pickled pig lip.
Random.
Oh, my goodness. All I can do is pucker up like the pig lip I saw in the pickle jar. But the point I'm raising is that we made the most of nothing, and it made it everything to us.
Mm-hmm.
Is that ingenuity? Greens look like big weeds out there. Well, with a little bit of pig feet, ham hock, we season our greens. Our black-eyed peas. Y'all don't get fancy on me. I know I got some home folks. Know what I'm talking about. All those things that we made adjustments over in this country. And for Tim Scott, I was insulted. I don't know about you. I was totally insulted. I would have felt better if he would have said, I know things have not always been right, but let's give America a chance for the change. I could have accepted that. But when you say it's not a racist country, where have you been, Tim Scott? Where have you been? I guess he never looked at conjunction, junction. What's your function? Because I remember those things. Harold, we remember when TV went off at 6 o'clock, midnight. Now it's all night, 24/7. Mm-hmm. When your mom said, don't do that, baby. I was kind of young to remember those things. When you went downtown, you was home when the sun went down.
Yeah.
Well, now we can go everywhere. But, folks, you stand for something. Because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And what Tim Scott is saying is, you know, we're not all there unless we're there together. Some of us have a nice piece of the pie, but others don't. Can't even get in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So remember the Pledge of Allegiance. Is it justice for all or justice for some? Keep fighting. You know, because we only have one life to live. And we got to make the most of it. For those that are listening, welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum live from Studio A this morning. Harold Hubbard riding shotgun. We do this every Sunday. We want you to participate. This is a platform. If you got something on your chest, hey, this is a place to get it off your chest. All you got to do is press 1. I'll pull you up. If you got questions of us, let us know. As they say here in Texas, I ain't scared at all.
Don't be scared.
Don't be scared. That's all we
need.
Need to talk about. If something going on in your area, let me know. Let the world know. Because what happens in Florida affects all of us. What happens in Texas happens to affect all of us. There's some legislators that are really trying to level the table. We've always asked, try to level it. It's been so one-sided, Harold, it's just unbelievable. The scales are adjusting.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep repeating this as of late. The shooting in Parkland, Florida, a travesty. Did they shoot the killer?
Mm.
Colorado, in a grocery store, walking to get man in the streets with his shorts, barefooted. You had to talk about it. A brother sell DVDs in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Can't talk about it. A broken taillight in Minnesota. He can't talk about it. And don't forget Minneapolis. I mean, a lot been going on in Minnesota. He can't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this stand your ground in these states, does it work for everybody? I never forget we had a national, what is that, NRA convention over a year ago. I know it was under the president's 45's reign in the White House. People were going to the restaurants, Harold, looking like the OK Corral. Guns on the
yeah.
side. And even restaurants were passing certain ordeals where they used to have signs, no weapons allowed in the cafeteria or wherever you're going. They allowed them to bear their guns. Well, when we showed up with a gun on our hip, it was a whole different ball game. They got nervous. They started dropping plates. Oh,
man.
It's ugly. But the NRA
how you say,
got
people
out
walk, eating, they packing, and you know what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're supposed to have a duel. Count to five and turn around. Well, I hate to say this, Hillsborough County. Harold, I got a new five. 1-5. I count my own way.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to beat you to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you felt here in Dallas. That's how you felt. You know, you get questioned for a gun. Go places. You have your conceal. Some of them don't even conceal no more. They wear it on the hip.
Yeah. Open carry.
It's unbelievable what this country is going to. And now the majority is not the majority anymore. With the influx of people migrating from other countries, the majority of past is the minority now. And I have the fourth here, Harold. I know we're getting off a little bit. But why is it, I'll propose this, and we pretty much know the answer. We can't get a break as African Americans on a lot of issues. A few have arrived, but again, we haven't arrived until everybody arrives. When situations come up for African Americans, we don't even have a country to back us to give us the economic leverage that we need.
Mm-hmm.
Brothers and sisters that are from Africa, we have African Americans that are here. We don't even join forces. We can get more out if we join forces and you have a country with resources that can back what you have. I said that to say this. They have a hate crime bill for Pacific Islanders or Far East Asians. If you push an Asian down, They will hunt you down. How many of us have been pushed, shot, kicked, mm-hmm. spit on in the past?
All the way down.
Now, I don't think nobody spit on nobody now.
No. That could be attempted murder.
Look, that's one of your bless your heart little moments.
Yeah, bless your heart.
But again, folks, we have to teach our kids, our grandkids, to stand up for themselves. Because if you don't stand up for yourself, nobody else will at all.
That's right.
And you know my disclaimer, I'm not trying to start no revolution, but I sure don't want you to be a pushover either. Too many people have suffered to allow us to live where we live today.
Right.
The sacrifices. And yeah, every city has their own heroes. From a national perspective, we look at Harriet Tubman, Vernon Jordan, Richard Allen. See, all of those people we think about to make it possible for us to enjoy the luxuries that we do have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Harold, you always talk about how I go back to Tallahassee. There was a time it was tough. People had to stay in Tallahassee. They didn't get the luxuries of doing it. They didn't get the luxuries. But some people want things to stay the same. And it's tough. It is tough. So move right along, Harold. You know what? I can talk about it for 2 hours. But we got to move on. It's about 58 minutes after the hour. Welcome to the world according to Drew. I'm Andrew Witham live from Studio A this morning, along with Harold Horatio Hubbard Jr. riding shotgun. Anybody found out what bless your heart means? Look, Harold, the best thing on me is my mind. When it goes, I'm out. Right now, I'm utilizing. Anybody found anything about the Urban Dictionary? Bless your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has.
If they have
bless your little heart. All right. Now, I know we have some people from Florida. I want to get that. Here, I'm biting a hole in my lip right now. Recently, they passed a new law in Florida stating that 2 or 3 more people gather for just about anything. If it's, first of all, they said about the structures, the Confederate statues, or anything, they would be in violation. Any protest of 2 to 3 or more people. Can you imagine? You're going to call the whole squad car out for 3 people. See, they made it low, real low.
Man.
And they found out what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, when they had a rally and a kid plowed through the crowd with a car. They did not charge him. If they charge him, it's very minimal. 18, as I mentioned previously, he wasn't a gleam in his daddy's eyes when we were going through the voting rights. His father wasn't even a gleam in his daddy's eyes.
Mm.
2 generations removed, and you have that feeling in your heart.
Yeah, but that just goes to show you that it's powerful.
Yeah. Teaching our kids such things.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to almost teach your kids the flip side for survival. We're in a lot of mixed neighborhoods, go running, you could lose your life.
Yeah.
You could be on a block. Definitely. You could lose your life.
You definitely better teach them to keep their eyes open.
And have that sixth sense.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have five senses, but you have to kind of have that sixth sense.
Yeah.
One of just being aware of what's going on around you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame in 2021 that we're still having some of the same problems we had in the 1800s, 1700s. The same problem when we had the Great Depression.
Mm-hmm.
The same problem that Jackie Robinson had playing baseball. Hank Aaron hitting home runs, getting depth before he broke Babe Ruth's home run record.
Right.
And folks, don't get caught with your eyes closed. One of my favorite sports in the whole world is baseball, believe it or not.
Yeah.
What each roster now has maybe one American-born player. Maybe.
Mm.
Every time you look for nine. If somebody had nine black players on the team, oh, man, they were rocking and rolling.
Mm-hmm.
We don't play baseball like we used to. Too hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot. I remember my high school coach, Coach White. We said, Coach White, how are we going to hang on to the ball because it's wet? He said, did you realize it's wet on their side, too?
Mm. That's a good one.
That's what he told me. We start spraying our hands with stick up everything, huh? Everything. Legs, arms, anything.
Mm.
But it's raining on that side as well. It doesn't rain forever. We just got to be ready. Build that self-pride. We have Juneteenth coming up in a month or so. When I moved here, Harry, I had no clue.
Mm-hmm.
But this is how this country operated then, and we're still doing it now. We always told you if we had information in a book, we'll never read it. Now we open it in a book, Harold. Mm-hmm. Now they put it up in cyberspace, and Twitter, Instagram, everything you can think of. But they don't know. We own it too. But back to Juneteenth. With that being said, when you got the information late that you were not slaves, Emancipation Proclamation, 1863. Lincoln lost his life trying to free some black folks. 2 years later, the state of Texas find out that they're free when everybody else was free, trying to use the resources of the people that were in Texas. And since I've been here, Harold, I study in Texas. I keep telling you, Texas is the number one producer of cotton. And even in a metropolitan area like Dallas, we spread out miles and miles. It's over, what, about almost 10 million people in that general area. That's counting every municipality that we have.
Mm-hmm.
You can still ride and see cotton fields. And if you know the Dallas area, there's an area called Allen, Texas. And you may, those in Florida and other places, may know Allen built, what was it, $10 million football stadium for high school. $10 for a high school stadium. And if you go three blocks over, there's a cotton field.
Imagine that.
Ain't nothing. Had nothing. Our forefathers and mothers probably picked that cotton. And believe it or not, Texas, again, is number one producer of cotton. You would think Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, some of those ones in the deep south. Nah, it's Texas. I know it's a big state. And a lot of cotton.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't get it. They don't want us to get it. But, folks, it starts inside. We got to build some pride. Yeah, we may have a piece of our rock, and that's good. But that rock, is when it's whole, doesn't mean much. Break a piece off. Share it with your friends, your family, so we all can have a piece of it. We've been too stingy over time. If you struggle, I struggle. If you hurt, I hurt. That's the mentality that we need to have. We need to shoulder the burdens for those in your circle. Help them out. I'm not telling you give them a free meal ticket. You can feed them. But at least give them some advice. Show them the way of just pulling their own bootstraps. The stimulus, a lot of people got the stimulus. Hey, more power to everybody. But let's utilize that in a way.
They better stay away from them PPP loans, though.
Oh, yeah. 800%.
They better stay away from them.
They'll steal your dreams. Hey, we have a caller. I appreciate it. Hold on. We have a caller from the 832. Good morning. Welcome to the
Good
World
Morning.
The group. What's going on in your
Good
world?
Morning. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, sir.
Oh, how you doing? Hey, good morning, y'all, to everyone.
Good morning.
Hey, you had made a comment on the cotton fields that's going on in Texas, which you did make bring up a valid point, and which is true. You know, if people could read back and look at the history, and, you know, a lot of people don't understand the history of Texas with the cotton, and you made a valid point on that, and that's the reason why they have the Cotton Bowl in Dallas.
Oh, man. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I knew about it. That was the first thing when I think I caught. You're right.
Wow.
That's why they named the stadium the Cotton Bowl. Okay.
Wow.
For that reason, see, everything has its hidden agendas, okay?
Right.
Yeah.
But if we don't know anything about it, then we're not going to know. Just like the emancipation of the proclamation of slavery. You know, we didn't know until, 2 years after.
Two whole years.
2 years after we was already saved. And then the person who was trying to free us, was trying to free the slaves, he definitely got killed. You know, because you were damaging the resources that was they trying to build. You know,
yeah.
But you made a valid point on the cotton, and I just want to revise that to you guys to the point where it's like, hey, that's the reason why they have Cotton Bowl in Dallas. That's why they have the Cotton Bowl in Texas. Correct. The Blue Bonnet Bowl. You might they used to have that in Houston. You know, and everything has something to do with. With agriculture, you know, in Texas.
Right.
So look at all those bowls that they named everything after us.
Mm-hmm. Usually, yeah, the industry of that particular state, you're right, so right. But you know what? Now, the Cotton Bowl sits right next to South Dallas, our neighborhood.
Yes, that's my valid point.
That's right.
And let me tell you this, folks don't know. The Cotton Bowl, right now, that particular area of Dallas, they are working to control that area. They have gone north of Dallas, the Central Business District, where we have Booker T. Washington. That tells you a lot about the area, where Booker T. Washington was, or still is, all blacks in that neighborhood. They even covered up a cemetery with the expressway. They knew there were bodies out there.
Yeah, that Freeman's
memorial. Then they go into West Dallas, where we are, okay, and they're pushing us further back, taking property. Southwest Dallas is the Bishop Arts area, for those who are familiar, Ritzy. I mean, the Magnificent Mile over there. But they don't have that. South east corner, which is connected to downtown. And that's what they're trying to get. I mentioned earlier about any time a fire station upgrades, and they have two fire stations, I'm willing to bet, less than 3 miles apart. Not that many fires going on down in South Dallas. 3 miles apart, if that.
Yeah, and they just upgraded some right on Lego.
Right,
yeah.
That's the one.
Guess where it's right next to? The Cotton Bowl.
Cotton Bowl. You're right. Right there on Haskell in Lego.
That's right.
And then on Pennsylvania, they took off hardwood, and we just have to pay attention. I mentioned about my hometown. They wiped away a whole project, right near the water. And even when my mother grew up in Tampa, they lived in an area called Short Main. That's off Main Street that ran into the water. Now they have a high school there, right? They didn't put any houses, but along the other bank, on the other side, they have built up close to downtown. See, they didn't realize what they were giving us when they gave it to us.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important, folks, if you have some property, hang on to it as long as you can.
Yes, that's agreeable. Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, there's certain things that are giving you clues. But go ahead, sir. I mean, this is what I want. I want the audience to participate. Go ahead.
Hey, Andrew. I was going to let you know that's the proud daddy and grandfather of our author out of Houston, Texas, there you're speaking with.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the grandpa and the daddy.
Okay.
He's an educator as well. He's probably about to retire this year, knowing him. He ain't told nobody. He's about to be a retired educator.
Well, you know what? You might retire from the classroom, but keep spreading your message. We appreciate everything you've done.
Right.
I tell you this.
And that's automatic. That's right. That's why I'm glad that you have this platform that a lot of people that needs to know about, you know. And going back to my daughter, I'm so proud of her, you know, because she's an educator herself, and she want to spread, you know, education towards her, actually towards her daughter or either to her daughter's friends or whatever. And what she's doing, she's making sure that she's educating her daughter so that it can carry over, you know, from years and years, you know, and I'm glad. Yes.
Yeah. We have to do it, man.
Well, putting the blueprint in front of her, and that tells me how much she loves her daddy to go into education as well. We appreciate you. There's so many stories like that, you know, that we have to kind of keep it going. The folklore. We don't tell stories of how we got where we are. You know what? Some people made sacrifices so we can enjoy what we do when we do it, and we appreciate it. Speaking of education, hold on. Now, if you've been a part of my show for years, I always talk about black college sports. We had a big game yesterday, and when the fall comes in, I'll tell you, I go down. You can get all your black college scores right here on the World According to Group. I'm going to give you a little taste of what we do, especially when it comes in the fall. Well, good morning, everyone. We're here live at the studio and talking about black college sports. We're talking about SWAC. Yeah. CIAA. WAC championship on yesterday. It was on ESPN. Highlighted. It had the Bulldogs of Alabama A&M against the Golden Lions of Pine Bluff from the city of and state of Arkansas. The Bulldogs put it on Pine Bluff 40-33. Aquil Glass is the quarterback MVP, 24 out of 45, 3 touchdowns, 271 yards. Hey, it's all about the HBCUs. Hey, as a preview for this coming year, I'm going to let you know what to do when you start doing our sit-ups now so you can get in that old sweater that you wore back on the yard. Hey, we do black college sports. We do everything. If it got a little color to it, I'll cover it. That's what we do. All right,
that's
just
great.
A snippet. Just a snippet. Because, you know, we still don't get mainstream vision. Go ahead, Al.
I was just saying, you couldn't wait to play your song, huh?
Oh, man. That song been in mothballs for over a year. We cut the seasons out.
I was gonna ask you that. You know, they showed the game yesterday on ESPN. But were they awarding that championship for last year? Because they only played like four games.
It's current for now in the spring season.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Since they did not play, Florida A&M, of course, they opted out. Alcorn opted out because they got to turn around and play again in the fall. But all the hoopla was over Jackson State with Deion Sanders. And they started out high, and then they fell off. But the two standing were both undefeated in swag play, Arkansas Pine Bluff and Alabama A&M. And next year, Thune-Cookman, as well as Florida A&M, will be moving to the SWAC. It's going to get interesting. I'm pretty much going to try to make every game. So all my friends down in Miami, look for me. I'm going to be there. They're going to be in Tampa. So I'm going to try to make it. I'm making provisions now. Probably going to be making a lot of trips with FAMU. And if it's within 6 hours, that's my goal, 6 hours from Dallas, I'm going to be there, especially in the car. Drive on up.
That's good.
So,
that's good.
You know what? To support our HBCUs, and we know it's not for everybody, but again, they're doing great things. They've done great things. And we just want people, you know, just to realize, just recognize the initiative for the Biden-Harris ticket were to support HBCUs. I know 45-9-1, that administration had mentioned they were just trying to get some votes. And if you wonder why I say 45-9-1, you know, he was the 45th president. 4 + 5 = 9. And all the negativity, he got a 9-1. That's how I came up with the name, 45-9-1. If I ever mentioned the name of the previous president, I would donate $100 to Florida A&M.
Yeah.
I think they I'm sorry, go ahead.
I say you spend more than that down that way with your daughter down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But if I slip up and say that when I was broadcasting, I would send $100 to FAMU.
Mm-hmm.
FAMU, you've gotten to my front recently, but I have more self-control than I've had in a minute on the air.
Yeah,
we
try not to give him no playtime.
Which one?
Oh, okay.
45-9-1?
Right.
Yeah. But, you know,
I think that's a good analogy.
I'm sorry?
No, I said I think that's real clever of what you just said. So I'm like,
yeah,
I kind of like
that. Anything to keep from saying his name.
I like that.
Give him
I like that.
No more.
I mean, it hurts. When you can't fess up, and that's a good lead into my next story. If you can't fess up, I'm going real deep now. If you can't admit for those theologians, those educators, those who are deep thinkers, if you cannot agree or support your thoughts about things, and you always against something, I had to clean it up this Sunday because, you know, y'all got me pumped up. It's Sunday morning. I got to remember it's Sunday morning. In other words, we have to admit to what is going on. And we got a great demonstration of people not taking the blame or at least acknowledging what was going on in this country. So these predominantly white institutions have been doing a fantastic job of training all people. Even our own people have benefited from those colleges. But when we didn't have a choice, historically black colleges and universities was the breeding ground for our teachers, our preachers. And we're the age now, if you looked at any black teacher that you pretty much had coming up, they went, especially in Texas, they went to Bishop College. They went to Houston Tillerson. They went to Texas Southern. They went to Jarvis. They went to Paul Quinn. They went to Texas College. And Wiley, that's the other one. Wow. You had no choice.
Jarvis.
Where
they
were going.
Yeah, and they put them in the pros.
Where'd you go?
I said they put us in the pros. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, no, I was just saying, and Jarvis also.
Oh,
okay,
Jarvis. Yeah.
Okay, I apologize. I tried to name everyone. Look, I went down I-20 trying to name everybody.
Yeah, you did. You did a good job.
Yeah, I missed Hawkins. I'm sorry. But, again, no, you can identify with teachers. And even in my great state of Florida, you had Florida Memorial. You had Florida A&M. You had Bethune-Cookman. You had Edward Waters. And there were so many black colleges that were right there, deep-rooted, right in that southeast corner of this country. So we understand what they've done. And then now the states are coming up with laws, especially at Florida A&M, I can speak heavily about them, with a 90-10 rule. They're taking 90% of Floridians, only 10% out of the state. Well, why don't we take more students and increase that 90? So 10 increases. Simple math. 1 plus 1 equal 2. Plus another 1 equal 3. Why don't we increase the numbers so that we can get more numbers? When I was at school, we had students from Chicago, New York, California, Seattle. We even had a kid from Alaska to come to FAMU. And now, while these out-of-state fees, they're doing everything to deter people from going to our historically black colleges and universities. So I say that to say this. If you attended one, hell, even if you did, let's support our HBCUs. Give something, $10. You know, my annual birthday celebration on Facebook is to give money to FAMU. I'm not asking you to give it to me. Help my alma mater. Help them get people so that when I – can't say another word, somebody will be able to take my place and give people an opportunity, a platform to say something. You know, you can't call Channel 8 all the time. You can't call Channel 10, 13, whatever your channel may be. But you can call The World According to Drew and get it out. That's what I'm trying to do. I found my purpose in life. Those who have known me from way back, you know I love to talk. I've been talking about career. I got in trouble. Look, Harold had straight A's in school, high school, but my conduct, boy, that's a whole different story.
It's a whole nother story. Huh?
So, folks, excited. Anytime we talk about things that are related to us, and I'm hoping that since we talk about vaccinations as well, that you take a shot of what I'm giving you this morning and talk to your kids. Let them know the journeys that you've been on because we don't talk. Maybe you can inspire a kid just to go to the next level. I want them to go to college. Their choice is on them. But if I talk to them, you know what I'm going to preach first.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but it's funny that you say that, man. While we got my educator on here, I wanted to give him some props. It reminds me of a young man that had got a college scholarship, Drew, and he was wondering how he was gonna get to school. And his old football coach threw him the keys to a car. That That's the kind of things we missing in our schools today. But that's what my man did that we talking with now, man. He was coaching a kid. Kid was like, "But coach, how I'm gonna get to school?" Throw him the keys to a car. Now you got a way to school. That's what you call spreading love and continuing a legacy right there. You know, that's not just talking the talk. That's walking the walk.
Right. Now, you know. I understand what he did, and I applaud him. But today, you better get him an Uber, so you might not see your car again these days. Who knows?
No, he gave it to him. He signed it over to him.
No, okay, I signed it over and gave him the keys, gave him the title and everything. And what happened was that, thanks for sharing that story, Harold. I can finish it. His name is Alvin Porter. He was a kind of a kid, where great kid, had good grades and everything, great athlete. But the thing was, his economic he had economic problems with his family and stuff. So, you know, and he was, I wouldn't say poor, but, you know, he didn't have a lot. And he got a scholarship to Oklahoma State, you know, athletic scholarship, which was good. And he was just stating to me that, you know, we were just talking that summer, and he was like, "Yeah, Coach Sutton," we were just talking on and on and on. And he was like, I said, he said, "Yeah, Coach, I really need a car, man. I don't know how to get to school." You know, so I said, "So you don't have a car to go to school?" He said, "No, sir." I said, "Okay." I said, "I'll be right back." And I came back and I just tossed him the keys to it was like a 280 ZX. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't old, you know, and it wasn't new either, but it was new to him, you know.
Yeah.
So, and the thing was that, and he appreciated that much to the point where he went on. And he got his degree. He went on and graduated, got drafted by the NFL, got his degree. And as of today, right now, every time you see me, that's the first thing he always say about what I did for him. And I told him, I said, "Hey, that's just something that I grew up around, you know. That's how my family was. We was all givers. So, you know, if you have it, then give it, you know." And also, to make a long story short, my daughter is a graduate of Prairie View A&M University with her postgrad and her undergrad. So she is a HBCU graduate. So.
Yeah. And you know, I made sure we put that out there.
All right. We appreciate it. You know why we appreciate it, sir? I think about how all our HBCUs started, and Prairie View is so similar to what Florida A&M is. They ended up getting property that nobody else wanted. We know A&M is an extension, Prairie View A&M is an extension of Texas A&M. A lot of people may not have known that, but they will allow Prairie to keep their name forever, which I applaud them because they know what Prairie View has brought to the table. Prairie View has an outstanding agricultural program, which most of our black schools were founded on. Engineering, aerospace. Yep. I mean, they involve. And a young lady from Prairie View, Concord Church here in Dallas, used her talent to build a new church. She grew up the church. And that's Concord.
Wow.
It used to be Concord Missionary Baptist. They just say Concord Church now. They've gotten so big. But those are the type of things that Prairie View has brought to Texas and the world. You know, you think about Katherine Johnson, if you look at Hidden Figures, of the things that she was able to do there in Langley, Virginia with NASA. Well, you have some brothers and sisters that are down in Houston, which is right next to Prairie View. I didn't say Prairie View was next to Houston. Houston is next to Prairie View. And those kids are down at the Johnson Space Center doing great things. They may be behind the scenes, but you better believe they run the thing. And that's what I like about it. And thank you for a lot of HBCUs. You know, on this show, I do talk about FAMU so much, but I'm going to give Prairie View the spotlight right now of the great things that they've done and will continue to do. So we have to applaud our own, support our own. If you can send a dollar or two, every little bit. Every little bit. And we need to make sure that we teach our kids to at least, I've had three athletes that I've worked with. They're top shelf athletes. So, you know, they're not looking to go to HBCUs. But I say at least put their name down on when you look for your choices. Put the name down. I had a kid to go to Stanford. You know, Prairie View fam, you can do great things for a kid that can qualify for Stanford. We've had some brilliant minds. But at least put an HBCU down to bring some notoriety at school. When Howard landed the best basketball player, one of the best in that last class, it is a victory for all of us. I say that time and time again. And let me remind you all, when Grambling was having problems with their locker room, and they had all that mold and mildew, and, I mean, really looked bad, it hurt me. Because we are family. We call ourselves FAMU-ly at FAMU. But we're all family when it comes to these HBCUs. We know they could have called Miss Annie, Miss Susie, somebody in Grambling, Ruskin, Shreveport, come down there with some bleach, some gloves, and some scrub pads, and could have cleaned that up. But we let it to get to the point where we're fighting among ourselves when you have a Super Bowl winning quarterback right there in your midst, and you don't want him to get credit for bringing equipment in. I say this to all the black college presidents. Come on. You got resources. Use your resources. You don't have to have every innovative idea for that school. But embrace the people that have walked those hollow walls to make a difference in the university that you serve. We can't be, you know, a university president can't be above the school, especially above the school need. And we need to spread that, whether it's at Jarvis, Wiley. I started with Jarvis, so I wouldn't miss it. Texas College, Houston, Phillips and Paul Quinn, Texas Southern Prairie View. You name it, we need it.
All of it.
So, you know, you talk about HBCUs, I get hot. My blood gets boiling. If you check my blood pressure right now, they might tell me I got to get off the air. I'm probably going to have a stroke. But that's a stroke I'm willing to take. That's a stroke I'm willing to take for my HBCUs. Hang on, Harold. Everybody hang on. I need to see if we have some more callers. All I got to do is press 1. We've had some people been hanging on for a while. We appreciate what you do, and we appreciate you being a part of our deal here. But we're going to keep our educator on a little bit, and we're going to talk about, again, COVID. Folks, get your shot. I know Johnson & Johnson with a single shot had some issues. Now they're going to resurface. They're talking about if you're less than 50, ladies that don't get it, it might have been some birth control similarities along with that. Let's get all the facts before we move forward, but go into it. You know, again, we talked about Knoxville, Tennessee. You know, a lot of people may not have known the kid was killed in the high school. The kid had a gun on him. Fired a shot at the officer. Officer shot him. What are we teaching our kids? You know, why are kids carrying guns to school?
Crazy.
You know, there's something going on. And see, we have all kinds of listeners. Birds in the background. We appreciate it. See, we reach across all spectrums. All spectrums. So this police county, I think we need reform. In some instances, if your life is threatened, I understand. But I keep saying, oftentimes we're on the wrong end of the barrel. These things need to be addressed.
Yeah.
We need to make sure our kids understand the consequences out in the street. Follow orders. You know, it's not that you're getting punked out. I'd rather be punked out than see another day. Follow.
Yeah, you're
right.
Absolutely right on that.
Put your hands
what you gonna do?
There with
them. You gonna die? You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely
that's not what you're doing, but, you know, you have to respect authority. Some abuse the authority. You know, even a decorated colonel of the U.S. Army, he drove to an area where it was well lit. Okay? Try to do that if you're somewhere. Because how many stories, and I'm sure our educator at Tolan could tell us, how many stories we never heard about between Jarvis and Dallas? Jarvis,
yeah.
Hawkins and Tyler. Tyler to Houston. And the last one we heard from down that way was in Newton, Texas, where they drugged a man on the back of a truck. Again, the kids who did it, they weren't even around. They weren't even around then. But they did that. There's a lot of hatred being taught in homes today. And I tell you, as a parent of African-American descent, please tell your kids and grandkids. Make them aware of what's going on. Don't make them so naive that they're ready to pop off, to pop out. You hear what I'm saying? We don't need them popping off to pop out.
Yeah. Well,
it's
hey, did you hear about the prom proposal that was all over the internet this week?
No. Tell us about it.
The guy made up the man and said, if I was black, I'd be picking cotton. But since I'm not, I'm picking you to go to the prom with me. And they
That's a first.
Yeah, man. They suspended the whole school prom, man, trying to keep this under wraps. But, yeah, it got out.
All right, Harold, I hear exactly what you're saying. Give me some particulars.
Huh?
If I was black, I would be picking cotton.
Yeah, I would be picking cotton. But since I'm not, I'm picking you to go to the prom. And man, right. I mean, I just, like you say, these kids weren't even born when this stuff was relevant, but yet still it's being taught. So,
yeah. I mean, so was it a sister he was asking, Al?
Huh?
Was he asking a sister to go to the prom?
No, I hope not. I
was just trying to know. I figured that's a beat down.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at it. Like, I'm like, okay, because I see it every day, but it's just that coming from, you know, as far as an educator viewpoint on that situation about proms, I mean, that person, I know he got suspended.
Oh, yeah.
Because if not, it was going to be an uproar. I'm going to tell you that right now if he did. But
yeah.
he's still wrong. I think the suspension is lightly.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, they had it in Texas somewhere here a couple of months ago where the team was doing a race draft or something. They was picking slaves and stuff. And that was right here in Texas. Yeah, that was right here in Texas.
I didn't hear about that one, but we're going to get some information.
Yeah, and it was a middle school.
And these kids are so young, and they're picking it up from home. They definitely are picking it up from home.
Yeah, they're picking it up from home. Yeah, it's coming from home. From an adult.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying to everybody, be careful what you say in front of your kids because, you know, they always want to be like their parents. And they may emulate you at the wrong time in school and could get them in a lot of
That's
trouble.
Right.
So be careful what
and
you
hey,
say.
Hey, Andrew, just think, man, the worst thing I ever did is when somebody called and asked for my mama, and I told them, she told me to tell you she ain't home. that was the worst thing I did, you know, along them lines, man. But, Oh, yeah, and I did tell this one kid he was adopted. I wasn't supposed to tell him. He wasn't supposed to, when his sister was adopted, I wasn't supposed to tell him that yet.
Yeah, but again, you have to be careful about what you say in front of your kid. It's about 42 minutes after the hour. You two hang on for a second. Let me kind of scroll through. And as Cheryl likes to say, pay some bills. And mind you that the Texas Metro News, you can go online and find that. We have a lot of stories. I've written a few stories. If you can go back and archive those who are veterans. I did a nice little piece on veterans, and I have some more features that are coming in the future. But I always say I've learned two things from Cheryl Smith and Norma Adams Wade, is that sometimes a black person does have a story, and we're going to tell the story the way we want to. When you're in the mainstream media, sometimes you may have a different twist to a story, but by the time it hits the byline, it's changed completely. You don't know who it's authored by. So I try to give my perspective. That's all I know. That's the only set of eyes I've ever been behind.
Yep.
And that's all I know. But speaking of Crown, we're going to have a Crown Act featuring Retta Bowers, Texas Representative District 113, and Tashara Parker, who is a sorority sister of Cheryl Smith. She brings the local traffic to us. So y'all check her out. She's doing great things in the community. George Floyd Act, tell your representative, call them, tell them we need a pass. I don't care where you are. Get in touch with your representative. They don't answer calls. They still, believe it or not, have fax machines, most of them in their office. Get the fax machine and just fax. Give everybody their fax machine number so they can just fax and have people falling on the floor telling them to vote for the George Floyd Act. Revitalize South Dallas, the campaign, we talked about that. Real estate boot camp. Folks learn what they know, point blank. And I always say this, if you move into your area, please find out what the 10, 15, 20-year plan for that area. It's already been mapped. Already been mapped, but at least so you won't be surprised when they move the fire station and they put two within 3 miles of each other. You know, come on, Sherlock. It's Sunday morning. I can't put the rest with it. But hey, we have to pay attention. All right, other things that are going on. Again, don't forget to buy you bash the 15th of May. You have to go to Eventbrite for them. They are supporters of our newspaper for years and years. Help Southern University raise funds for their university. This is the 38th annual. It's been a great event. Be glad when we could sit back, toss smack, and eat some crab in beautiful, sunny South Dallas. Other things going on. You shared a nice article with Aunt Vivian. Remember Aunt Vivian from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? She contemplated suicide after the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Remember, she was replaced. But Reed, you know, and I think about COVID. And we're going to talk about it more. I want to thank the Lynx for giving me the opportunity to moderate their program talking about COVID fatigue. And you'd be surprised of how it's affecting the African-American community. We've gone in different states of depression. You know, I talk about the kids have to work for their families. Parents out of work. Kids can't go to school when the school is open because they're at work. Which I fault the parents in a sense. I understand you got to make ends meet. But why not, instead of the kid going at 8 to work, why not go at 12 or 1 where they can still get their education and still be able to to work for the family. We have to work around a lot of things, folks. It's no great science, but we can at least be able to make things going on. This racism that we talked about, a golfer at Trail to Frisco course says racist message was written in the sand. And I've been to that golf course, and I'm going to look, and it's something. We're doing things they don't think we should be doing, playing golf, playing tennis, getting doctorate degrees. Well, as I said in the Pledge of Allegiance, it said justice for all, and I know we're not all getting the justice that we deserve, but you have an opportunity to be what you want to be in this country. And people are upset about that. It's quite interesting. A lot of things in Texas. Pay attention, folks. We must get it done. Not only in Texas, but throughout this country. Stay involved. Stay politically involved. Read up on your different bills, things that affect your city, affect your neighborhood. We need that. Again, so much is going on, so little time to talk about it. Thanks to Cheryl, we're able to do things as we need to. And if you have any information or anything you want to provide, you can reach us at 320 South R.L. Gordon Freeway, Suite 100, Dallas, Texas, 75203. That's iMessenger Media, LLC. We got to make it happen. All done by Cheryl Smith. We appreciate her for what she does for everybody. All right. We're 48 minutes after the hour. We've had special guests on, telling it like it is, all the way from Houston, Texas. I see he's calling off now. I guess he was sitting outside. The birds chirping was beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
When you talk to him,
bird watching this morning.
Okay. Well, tell him thank you so much for his contribution to the show. Again, I want to ask those who are still listening, did anybody look up? Bless your heart. I won't forget it now. Bless your heart in the Urban Dictionary. Now, we have these smartphones, so use your smartphone, go to the Urban Dictionary, and ask for the interpretation of bless your heart, of bless his or her little heart.
Yeah.
I'm going to give y'all some examples. Put your hand in the door and see if the door, car door slammed. Mm. You know, staples in your hand. Harold, you know, we know some friends used to do that. They ain't going to hurt. Put the staple in.
Yeah.
Bless his little heart. Bless his little heart.
Bless his heart.
Trying to put gas in an open carburetor while it's running. Bless his little heart. Trying to change a tire. Look, trying to change the tire on the jack when the car pointed downhill. Bless your little heart.
No bricks under the tires, huh?
No. Nah, not even the emergency brake on.
No, my Lord. Help him, help him, help him.
Oh, it's been a great day. Bless his little heart. Now, y'all going to make me, I know, but I want y'all to read it. And I always say if it's something I say that you don't agree with or have to research, go ahead. Me and this journalist, I have to say factual things. I will give you my opinion on things, but I read what the facts are, and I'll give you my opinion. So if there's something, that's what we want to, you know, just make sure that there's integrity involved. Since y'all won't do it, I'm going to look it up. I know what it means, but I want to make sure.
Just see if it's been.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just want to see if it's in there.
Oh, I know it's in there. I know.
I ain't know if it was in there or not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's in here.
The Urban Dictionary.
Word of phrase. How about, look, we're going to make it a phrase. Yeah, we got to make it a phrase. Yeah, I'm just saying. We understand. We understand. And there were so many things as a kid that you didn't quite understand. Bless your heart for those. Wait, hold on. Let me make sure nobody got on. I had to change screens. All right, let me just go ahead and give it. Since y'all won't give it to me, I'm going to give it to you according to Google. This term is used by people in the southern United States, particularly near the Gulf of Mexico, to express to someone that they are an idiot without saying.
It just come out and say it like that?
I was reading.
Yeah, it just come out and say it, huh?
That's what they said. You know, you putting gas in a running carburetor, that's a little hard. Here's another one. I was just reading. It also has
say, don't shoot
meaning.
The messenger.
Right, don't shoot the messenger. Now, that's one. Remember, I told you it's always one or two different definitions. It can be used as a sincere expression of sympathy or genuine concern.
Not likely, though.
All right, but that's number two. It can be used as a precursor to insult or soften the blow. Is that the definition you wanted?
Yeah, that's it.
Something to soften the blow.
That's a little nicer.
It is.
Yeah, that's a little kind.
Yeah, we put a little jelly on it. You know, jelly was my cure-all for everything I ain't like. Jelly.
Put a little jelly on it.
Just a little bit of jelly.
Just put a little jelly on it. I'm glad it's Sunday morning. I didn't go
it
there.
It is, yeah. Y'all be glad. I'm going to talk with Cheryl. We got some days that are out. We're going to get down and, not down and dirty, but we're going to have some other expressions of our hearts on another day.
Okay.
Stay tuned. And when Black College, we may feature all the Black colleges during the season just to kind of give us a different perspective, keep us up on what's going on. I just feel so excited. Hey, Harold, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have a Black College HBCU World Series in baseball out in Frisco at the Rough Riders Stadium.
I know you'll be there.
I'll be there. And rumor has it that a little team from Tallahassee will be in attendance.
What?
So, has it. So, you know we're going to roll out the red carpet for those Rattlers in the area. We're going to have a reception for our team. I need to talk with the coach so I don't be in any way, form, or fashion infringe on the NCAA items with him. You have to make sure, because everybody's looking for a reason to kick a lot of schools out for the sports arena, so we will on that.
Yeah, you can't be making no patience.
Right. With 4 minutes to the top of the hour, folks, we've talked about a lot of things. Biden's 100 days, Tim Scott's rebuttal. Was that live or was that Member X that he mentioned America is not a racist country? A lot of people may not have ever experienced it, but I think those who have experienced it, the number is much higher than those who did not.
Right.
Tim Scott, I'm being nice, Tim Scott. What's in your wallet? All right.
Right.
New law in Floridians, you got, if three people meet or more, two or three people meet for a cause, and someone tries to disrupt it, you know that that person would not be charged. Your governor,
wow.
Other governors throughout this country, that's one thing they've said about it, that they can protest to or whatever they do to stop you, you will go to jail. Isn't that something? And we want to welcome back this SpaceX crew, the Dragon, landed in the Gulf of Mexico. I know we've always, if you're old enough to remember, most of the capsules were dropped in the Pacific because of how they re-enter our atmosphere. But they navigated this thing right where it dropped in the Gulf of Mexico. And they're going back to Johnson Space Center for evaluation. So that we're wishing them well. Don't forget what happened in Knoxville. Kind of quiet about it. Kid had a gun. They're searching. The kid fired on the officer. Officer fired back. Dead people never talk. All we can do is try to protect those who are alive. That's why legislation is so important. You have to follow through. Harold, as always, thank you, my brother, for being here with me. We do the same thing next Sunday, same time, same channel. Hey, it's all in for thought-provoking, innovative, entertaining, enlightening commentary. We bring it to you raw. That's all I know. On behalf of Cheryl Smith and all the people that make this possible, I thank you. And for Harold, just for you, I'm going out on this. I'll be back next week. Peace.